This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. When you say apprenticeship, I think of the fictional silversmith and American revolutionary Johnny Tremaine. And in recent years, the United States has been pretty far behind countries like Germany and Switzerland when it comes to incentivizing apprenticeship. $100 million in new grants from the Department of Labor will try to change that by creating apprenticeship programs in advanced technology, Leonita Inge reports.
Mason Hurlbut is a high school senior and spends 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, at Bueller Aeroglide in Cary, North Carolina. Bueller makes large conveyor dryers for companies like Kellogg's.
When I came to this company, I just fell in love. I mean, I've always worked with my hands, and it's got everything that, you know, I want to do: welding, fabrication, assembly.
Bueller has been singled out by the federal government as an apprenticeship leader. The company says it wants to expand its program from the shop floor to design and engineering. U.S. Secretary of Labor Thomas Perez recently visited young Bueller trainees and walked the shop floor.
This is an economic imperative. This is how we're going to grow our economy. I refer to apprenticeship as the other college, except without the debt.
And Perez says apprenticeships come in all shapes and sizes, not only in skilled trades, but in IT, cybersecurity, and healthcare. I'm Leonita Inge for Marketplace.